This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in the studio, you've got Ian.
And Vincent.
We're discussing actually some possible good news about Donald Trump. I've been a critic, obviously, but at the same time, I would say I don't want to say I'm cautiously optimistic, but every now and then there's a news story that'll pop up that'll make me think, that's a little bit different. Like, there's actually somebody in the Trump transition team, as they're calling it, who is advocating not quite the total abolishment of the FCC, but a major gutting, I guess, of the FCC. And as a broadcaster, obviously, I would love to see that happen. And there are some broadcasters who would not like to see that happen because they understand that the FCC is basically their protection racket, that the FCC protects broadcasters from competition on the airwaves. Now, they can't protect broadcasters from the internet, and ultimately, that will be likely the downfall of broadcast if they aren't allowed freedom to decide, freedom to choose their frequency location, freedom to compete without having to ask permission. Because if there were no FCC, then anybody who wanted to could start a radio station. So, right now, if you want to start a radio station, well, your music of choice or talk format of choice better be commercially viable, or else you're going to go out of business because you've got to spend all kinds of money to get an FCC, first of all, get the license in the first place, but secondly, have an FCC-compliant broadcast facility and so on and so forth. It's just, you know, never-ending piles of regulations for broadcasters. And so that's, you know, one of the reasons why you don't have a whole lot of choices. Sure, in a market like New York City, the band is filled, but that's unusual. The average, you know, marketplace in the United States is not full. There's plenty of open spaces, which means there should be people who are putting up signals there, maybe with unusual musical formats, maybe with, you know, reggae or electronic music or things that are more niche that might have a small fan base, but not a large enough fan base to really be able to pay disc jockeys and, you know, pay the rent and all that. But if all it costs to start a radio station is $1,000 for a decent transmitter and $1,000 for some nice equipment to plug into the transmitter, that's probably less than what you'd spend on just the application fee alone to the FCC. So to get rid of the FCC would lower the bar significantly to the average person and allow them to actually enter into broadcasting, which in my opinion would be good for the broadcast business because they need competition to be on their best behavior. It's helped to have the internet out there, but there's still that dividing line between internet, where everything you could possibly imagine to listen to is available, and then radio, where there's, you know, a handful of choices on the dial.
Yeah.
And so here's a story here from techpolicydaily.com. This is actually the piece written by a man named Mark Jamieson, who, according to the Washington Post, is one of two people on Trump's tech policy transition team. So Trump has appointed this guy to his transition team, and he's saying in his blog post, which was written very recently, about a month ago in October, do we need the FCC at techpolicydaily.com? So here's what he has to say. The Federal Communications Commission under Chairman Tom Wheeler has come under increasing fire for suppressing economic analysis and being politically driven. In effect, we have not had an FCC for the past 3 years. Well, I don't know about that. At least not in the way the agency was intended to operate. So that raises the question, do we really need the FCC? The answer is no, but yes. The original purpose of the FCC was largely to oversee telephone monopolies, interstate services, and regulate broadcasting, including management of radio spectrum. Following the lessons learned by the states from the regulation of railroads, utilities, and telephone companies, Congress set up the FCC as an independent agency, and independent does not mean sovereign. The agency is designed to operate under statutory laws, subject to federal budgeting and court appeals, and with commissioners serving fixed terms, acting as decision makers and appointed by the president, subject to Senate approval. Only courts can overturn an FCC decision. The reason for independence is to create a regulatory environment in which businesses can make good investment decisions, he says. The environment needs to be predictable through changes in Congress, the Oval Office, and commissioners. A politically driven agency, one that changes its mind depending on who sits in the White House, chairs congressional committees and so forth, increases investment risk. And that is how the FCC has been. You may remember it was the Bush administration. This was when you were very young, Vincent, when the Super Bowl happened.
Janet Jackson thing.
Yeah, and the Janet Jackson thing where she took her top, or Justin, whatever his name is, Bieber or Justin.
Timberlake,
yeah. Took her top off.
But it was an accident, wasn't it?
That's what they claim.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it actually was. It was probably planned. But regardless, it went out over broadcast television, and the controversy. Oh my God, the children have seen a pair of breasts. Now the morality of all Americans are compromised, even though many of them saw breasts as a young child.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, and so I remember when we were on the air back then, it must have been 2003. Yeah, because we had started, or no, 04 maybe.
2006, I thought.
No, I think it was 04 because we were on a radio station in Sarasota, Florida at the time, and it was this crappy little AM station. It was after it was our second station. We were on an FM talker to start. Then they kicked us. They fired me after they got rid of Mark a few months before that, and then they fired the rest of us. And so we took Free Talk Live because Clear Channel didn't own the intellectual property of the show, so we took Free Talk Live and put it on an AM station. And I remember the reason why we left that station was because the general manager was getting nervous about the content that we were putting out there at nighttime. So it was right after the Janet Jackson incident, and there was like this kind of chilling effect across all of broadcast radio. And it was not good. I remember back then, Clear Channel had a policy of when in doubt, leave it out. So that was what they were telling all of their jocks and their morning show hosts. Hey, if you're not sure something should go on the air, just don't even go there. So there was a real chilling effect. And some would say that when the Obama administration took over, that things lightened up a little bit when it came to the FCC. And I believe they actually haven't enforced any indecency on a radio station in many years now. So he's right. It does depend, how the FCC behaves does appear to depend on who is in the White House. Academic research, he says, over the past 20 years has consistently shown that politically driven infrastructure regulation suppresses investment. Anecdotally, the FCC's recent economics free decision on net neutrality appears to have depressed investment by internet service providers. Well, yeah, if you don't get to control your own business, why would you want to put that much money into it? If you know that next year there could be a completely different political change of the winds in Washington, D.C., and that they might start blowing against your business, you're going to proceed with extreme caution. And that's going to keep innovators out of the space. It's going to keep people who have new ideas, who want to challenge the status quo, out of that space. Next question he asks is, does the need for an independent communications agency still exist? And we'll talk about that coming up here with Ian and Vince on Free Talk Live. Let's go to Sarah, though, in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Well, Cuba had a revolution in the 1950s. And they threw out all the American owned resorts, casinos, and hotels.
What a terrible idea!
It's not an idea. That's what they have done. So,
yeah, it's terrible to throw out productive businesses from an economy.
But the thing is, they threw out all the capitalism. Capitalists. And to me, it's just
so basically, no one can make any money, is what you're saying after that. No,
only the government can make money, Ian.
Well, they can print it, but that doesn't mean they're creating value.
I know.
Well, Sarah. The thing is, that's why the Castro death is big deal, because he's a symbol of that.
A symbol of destruction. A symbol of oppression. A symbol of murder, a symbol of torture. Oh, hang on, Sarah. We'll let you laud this fool in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He's dead, by the way, in case you hadn't heard. Fidel Castro passed away on Black Friday, ironically enough. Yeah, it is funny. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Will Cuba become more free? It may very well because of it. It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve. A revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control of the airwaves here and bring up anything you want. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Apparently there is a Trump advisor, Mark Jamieson, who is named to Trump's tech policy transition team, who's asking the question, does the need for an independent communications agency still exist? Do we need the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission? With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
If you've got Bitcoin, I want you to check out and download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's Jax, J-A-X-X.io. You can go and get it there or at the Google or Apple App Store. It's cross-platform, by the way, which is one of the coolest features about Jax. It's not just stuck on your phone. You can use it on your Windows, Linux, or Apple Macintosh machine. And that is amazing because it means you have access to your Bitcoin as well as other cryptocurrencies, so some of the competitors to Bitcoin. You have access to it on whatever platform you happen to be on at the moment. So your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop, Jax will work for you, likely. Go to Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. That also has Shapeshift integration built right in, which means you can exchange from one currency to another in the app. You don't have to go outside of the app to do that, which is awesome. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's a Free Talk Live listener and the founder of, or one of the founders of Ethereum. It's easy to back up your wallet, so if you lose your phone, not a problem with Jax. They're striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at JAXX.io. More about the FCC coming up here in moments. Right now, though, Sarah is still on the line in Albuquerque. She's called to, yet again, laud a murderer and a torturer, and also somebody who's anti-business. As you just called up, you were pointing out that Fidel Castro threw out productive businesses from Cuba when his revolution happened, and you were saying that that's somehow a good thing. Can you explain that to me, please?
Yes. Well, under communism, there is no capitalist. And capitalism for the resorts and the casinos, they were American capitalists. And what was going on is that he was actually the poor people would be oppressed and exploited, and he would defend them in court as a lawyer. And they would lose, and it got to the point where he picked up a gun and decided to have a revolution and threw all of them out. And as you know, that they were shooting the tourists out of the resort. They want them all out. They want them gone, and they have done it, and they were successful.
And yeah, so the people have been in poverty. I mean, it wasn't great before Castro, but you know, their lives haven't really improved in any marked way for decades. I mean, they're still driving cars from the 50s.
But they're vintage cars, Ian.
Noticed that, and you know something was funny is that I used to remember, you know, those old movies like in the 1945. I mean, the film it was filmed actually in Havana, Cuba, with the ladies singing with the boots piled on top of the head, and I didn't know exactly where they were because they were filmed around swimming pools. They're drinking martinis and all this entertainment, and that was actually Havana, Cuba. So that's what it was like until before the revolution.
And so then we got rid of all the swimming pools, no more martinis, nobody else is allowed to have a nice vacation. I mean, come on, are you trying to tell me this is a paradise?
No, but see, they're using their women as prostitutes. They would use them for entertainment.
You don't think that happened under Fidel Castro? You do understand that under Fidel Castro, you couldn't start your own business. You understand that, right? So if you can't legally start your own business, you can't go and open up a bakery or, you know, a maid service or whatever, then that's going to lead women to turn to prostitution. You get that,
no,
don't you?
No, I'm talking about when they were, when they had the resorts, the American tourists and the business, they were exploiting the women. So
that's ridiculous.
That was happening before the revolution.
That's ridiculous. To say that a woman who's a prostitute is being exploited suggests that she isn't in control of her own faculties, that she's not the one making that decision. It's one thing if someone is a sex slave. It's another thing if someone chooses to be a prostitute from their own volition.
But I don't know what...
Are all prostitutes exploited in your mind, Sarah? Are they all being exploited?
I mean, some of it is voluntary, but, you know, they were doing, they would come there to tour just to exploit women.
To exploit a prostitute? Can you tell me that? Because the man is getting money taken from him for that service. So how is that exploitation?
I don't know. it's just the attitude.
You know what? It's an honest thing to be able to say you don't know something. So when you on the other, when you on one hand say it's exploitation, but then when I ask you how it's exploitation, you say you don't know. That means you can't say it's exploitation, okay? Because if you don't know how it's exploitation, you can't actually make a definitive statement saying that it is exploitation. That's dishonest. An intellectual dishonesty.
Wait a minute. Get back to why they were doing so badly was that because they had so much sanctions against Cuba. So before the sanctions, they had the free medical care. I know the state owned everything. Nobody owned everything. The state owned it. But you say that there is no business, but they had free health care, free education.
The health care was garbage. It was garbage. Yeah. If you get free health care but you die, then what good is it?
Well, the thing about it is, like I said, but it was, whether how good it was or bad it was, the fact was that the doctors became doctors.
Says Sarah, who is firmly ensconced within the United States political system where the health care is actually pretty decent in comparison to Cuba. I mean, honestly, you don't know what you're talking about, and I don't either because I've never been to Cuba. You know why? Because the U.S. federal government prohibits that.
That's right. They don't want you to go down there. What do you think they don't want you to go down there? Because you'll find out they have free education, free health care, and nobody pays for it.
I've had relatives who've been to Cuba. They're Canadian, so we're allowed to go to Cuba. I've had relatives, and they said they're only allowed to stay in the resort areas. And they said it's very nice in the resort areas, but I don't remember them saying, hey, we should bring our kids here and have them stay and go to school and get health care here.
I mean, come on. Do you want to eat some eggshells? Go down to Cuba and stay for a while. You'll be lucky if you can put together a bowl of soup after a while.
Anyway, I just want to add one more thing is that, you know, President Obama was communist, but he was for same-sex marriage. So if we have communism incorporated into America, we could have our own version of it.
You mean you're referencing how Fidel Castro murdered gay people. Thanks for the call, Sarah. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I still haven't gotten into that story, by the way. I've been sitting on it for a few days. Whenever Sarah calls in, we're in the middle of something else, and we just never have gotten to Fidel Castro's horrific record on gay rights. I think it's an important story, especially for people who are on the left, who historically are supporters of gay rights and simultaneously supporting Fidel Castro, who probably don't realize how much of an absolute tyrant sicko that this guy was.
Well, do you want to do that story now, or do you want to?
We can. I want to get back to the FCC.
I will say I do agree one thing with Sarah, and that Obama is a communist.
Yeah, he probably is. He's not going to admit it, but he likely is. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And it's probably better than eggshell soup in Cuba right now since Raul Castro took the reins of power in around 2008. There have been some economic reforms that have been positive for the country, allowing people to actually own and start their own businesses for the first time in ever. So that's a good thing, allowing farmers to decide their own crops rather than having them be centrally decided by the Cuban state. That's a good thing. And those are only two of the things I've heard of. I know there have been a few others. And there may be more reforms like that coming now that Fidel is dead. Don't get your hopes up too much that it's become, you know, it's not going to become a bastion of freedom, but at the very least, there might not be as dismal of a circumstance down there with this new change. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Do we need the FCC? We can talk about that coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you are invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. How'd you like to try what may be the best pillow you'll ever use? Risk-free for 60 days, or darn near risk-free. I mean, if you don't like it, you can send back my pillow, and they'll give you your money back, but you still got to pay the shipping to send it back. But they're pretty sure that you're going to like it, because they're putting that 60-day guarantee on it. It's also got a 10-year warranty on the product as well. Of course, you get to try it by going to MyPillow.com and then use code FTL to get the special offer of one pillow at half price, or two for the price of one. So it's up to you how many MyPillows you want. You get a great deal with code FTL at MyPillow.com. Unlike a regular pillow that collects a bunch of dead skin and dirt over the years, you can actually wash MyPillow. You can put it in your washer and your dryer. It's designed for that, and it works great. MyPillow.com, code FTL. That's the pillow that I use. I've had one now for probably more than a half a year, and it's been fantastic. MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Vincent.
We've been discussing the FCC. We'll come back around to a piece that was linked to by the Washington Post, and the piece is over at techpolicydaily.com by a man named Mark Jamieson, who has been appointed by Donald Trump to the tech policy transition team. And, you know, I'm giving credit where credit's due here. This is a good idea. And I'm not expecting that it's going to go anywhere, because federal bureaucracies are not known for just packing up shop and disappearing. So I don't expect that this is going to come to fruition. But nonetheless, this guy is saying, hey, why do we even have this agency around anymore? What's the point of them? The next part of his article here, after asking why was the FCC created in the first place, he says it was originally intended to create a regulatory environment where businesses can make good investment decisions, but it's ended up being a political tool of the various different administrations that have taken over during its existence. And so that the fact that it's this political tool means that investors aren't going to take the kind of risks that they might otherwise take and get into to broadcasting. So he asks, well, does the need for such an independent communications agency still exist? He says most of the original motivations for the FCC have gone away. Telecommunications, network providers, and ISPs are rarely, if ever, monopolies. If there are instances where they are monopolies, it would seem overkill to have an entire federal agency dedicated to ex-ante regulation of their services. A well-functioning Federal Trade Commission, in conjunction with state authorities, can handle consumer protection and anti-competitive conduct issues. Content on the web competes well with content provided by broadcasters, seeming to eliminate any need for FCC oversight of broadcasters. And thankfully, by the way, you know, as an aside here, thankfully no one has called for the FCC to regulate internet content. It would, first of all, be impossible, because the FCC can't easily track down the location of someone who's creating an internet stream. If that internet stream is originating from a foreign country, there's nothing they can do about it.
I have heard, sorry to interrupt, I have heard people talking about the UN giving the UN control of some of the internets and having them regulate it.
Well, I mean, but still, even if the UN were to do that, the difficulty of actually, you know, an enforcement mechanism against broadcasters on the internet is a lot different than the FCC showing up with a truck or three trucks and triangulating a broadcast signal. It's a whole other story to try to track down the, I don't know, tens of thousands of broadcasters on the internet. I mean, if you've ever looked at an internet radio before, like was it Rekuva? Receiva is the company that their job is to basically catalog as many internet, like active internet feeds that they can find. So there's actually an internet radio in the studio kitchen here. If you were to actually go through their list of stations, it would take you all day. I mean, there are so many different categories, genres, broadcasts. It would be a very Herculean task to try to take any kind of, you know, regulatory control of that. I mean, that cat is out of the bag, basically. And I think the government knows it, which is why no one's even bothering to propose the FCC to have oversight over internet broadcasting. So anyway, he says that, again, internet content competes well with the content provided by licensed broadcasters. He says perhaps there is need for rules for use of the airwaves during times of an emergency, but that can be handled without regulating the content providers themselves. The only FCC activity that would seem to warrant having an independent agency is the licensing of radio spectrum. And I'm bummed to hear him say that. Political interference in spectrum licenses would at least dampen investment and could lead to rampant corruption in the form of valuable spectrum space being effectively handed out to political cronies. So it sounds like he's advocating that the FCC hasn't done a good job at allocating the spectrum. And ultimately, that was one of the original reasons they were created was, well, you know, we've got this new thing called radio, and, you know, what are we going to do if two people want to broadcast at the same place at the same time? Well, it would seem as though the court system could handle those complaints. Oh, what's that, Vincent? You've turned on a radio transmitter in Keene, New Hampshire on an open space in the dial. Okay, that makes sense. You've homesteaded that area and that broadcast zone. Then, if I turn on a radio transmitter on the same space on the dial in the same town, it's pretty clear that I'm trying to interfere with you, right? Like, if you're doing a little bit of engineering, a little studying of the broadcast spectrum, the first thing you want to do is see where there are the open spaces, because you don't want to step on another signal. It's going to mean that you're not going to be able to reach an audience because both signals will be clashing with one another, and it'll be just a mess to listen to.
Like a self-interest sort of thing.
Sure. It is your self-interest to broadcast on a clear channel. So then the only person who would be broadcasting on a channel that already has an operator on it would be someone who wants to purposely interfere with that person, and that would be a violation of their property rights in that case because they homesteaded that property. So, I mean, it's not hard to figure out that bandwidth allocation could be done without the help of a federal centralized bureaucracy. Now, from a larger perspective, there is the question of, well, who decides what type of radio or television goes where, because that's the other thing they do. So they've decided by arbitrary standards that the FM band should be between, 87 megahertz and 108 megahertz. Why did they choose those that frequency range? Why hasn't it expanded or whatever? If it were the marketplace, we don't know how that would end up looking, but you can better believe it would probably be more efficiently allocated than whatever the centralized bureaucracy is going to do. And the FCC also uses that bandwidth to enrich themselves. So if you're familiar, there was something, the old rabbit ears. You ever seen a pair of rabbit ears?
Yeah.
On a television? Well, these days the rabbit ears aren't, what they used to be. I don't even know if they exist anymore. Maybe there's a digital version of them. But
at one point, you needed a box to be able to continue using your rabbit ears TV.
Correct.
But I don't even know if that works anymore.
Yeah, you're talking about the transition to digital television, where the FCC decided to force down the throats of all Americans and the broadcasters this new digital television standard for standard definition and high definition. And they arbitrarily picked a standard and they said, all right, everybody, you've got this amount of time to, make the switch over to this new standard or else people won't be able to watch you anymore. And so the idea there was not necessarily to make things better, but for people, but the idea, because it was expensive for these broadcast stations to flip over, if there was a small broadcaster that really wasn't making a whole lot of money, to spend the millions of dollars it would take to get this new equipment and retrofit their studios could have put them out of business. But aside from that, the real motivation of the FCC in that case was the old television channels would take up a very large swath of bandwidth because the analog transmission methods aren't as efficient as digital transmission. So the market would likely go to digital transmission on its own, but the FCC forced it on people. And the reason why was once the spectrum got freed up, the FCC auctioned it. So, we've got all this extra bandwidth now? All right, let's take bids. Google, AT&T, Verizon, who wants this space? Go ahead, top dollar.
Make the money, and we still have to pay taxes for our budget.
That's right. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, so they're raking in the dough over there. But what are they really providing in the way of a valuable service to you and I and people in business? 855-450-FREE. Will they go away under the Trump administration? Don't get your hopes up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an
an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Polesky of the Polesky Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited here. You can dial in toll free and take control of these airways. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
And don't forget, if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then it's shopping season, so go and get your shopping done with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. And there are links there to Amazon as well as Walmart even. You can click on the appropriate link for you. So there's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just go into the right Amazon and then just get your shopping taken care of. Get whatever it is that you need or whatever it is you want to buy for your friends or your family members. Have it delivered right to your door or to their door, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's really a great deal. It's a win-win for everybody. You get the same great Amazon selection and prices that you're used to, and we get a cut of Amazon's profits. So there's really no reason not to do it. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Is the FCC really even necessary at this point? One of the Trump advisors is saying he doesn't really think so. We'll get into the rest of that story here in his opinion piece. But first, Tom is on the air with us in Nashua, New Hampshire, listening online at freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, one thing I noticed during the ice storm going back a few years, I wanted some information. So I went out to my car, I turned on the radio, and some stations were off the air because of the power failure.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to tune in a rock and roll station, and much to my dismay, they were playing rock and roll instead of telling everybody what's going on. I mean, this is an emergency, and all these places are out of power. And then, you know, during emergencies, I think whether the radio station is doing voluntarily or otherwise, you know, like a 9/11, the radio is the perfect medium to reach people, you know, like just for example, let's say you need ambulances, which streets they can go down to reach ground zero and which streets have to be kept open to get people out of there and stuff like that. You can broadcast to these distant distant ambulances, which avenue, you know, like come on down Lexington and go back out.
Ambulances have their own two-way radio, so you don't need to put that on broadcast radio for the average person to listen to. But I do understand what you're saying, where there are stations that in an emergency seem to be completely oblivious to, you know, what it is that's going on. The program director is, doesn't think it's his job to handle emergencies. Oh, I program music and I'm too busy to get in there and do any special coverage or whatever. Radio budgets have been cut over the years, so they've pared down to a skeleton crew at a lot of stations. At a lot of stations, it's basically an automated system where a disc jockey will come in, record their shift, and then leave, and there's absolutely no one in the studio. They couldn't take a phone call if anyone was calling in with some sort of news about an emergency or an update. There's not even anybody there at the studio. So ultimately, what you're talking about is something that would be solved by a marketplace of open competition. If there were more competitors in the the given area that could be free to get into the business of radio, then you would probably find some people who are really dedicated to the craft of, hey, we want to keep our community informed about what's going on here, which was kind of the original point of radio stations, was to be this public service. And it's really fallen far away from that.
Now, let me ask you, when can I get a slot on Free Talk Live?
A slot?
Yeah, I want. I mean, you know how you got people coming, different hosts. When can I get a turn, be in the rotation?
Well, you'd have to not be a bigot first, so you know that would be pretty helpful. Let's see, you're a homophobe, number one, and generally, you know, that's pretty distasteful to me. So I'm not interested in giving you any more airtime than the average person.
I just don't like queers.
Okay, that's the same thing. Thanks for the call tonight.
You knew that. Oh, I didn't know you knew that guy. Okay.
I don't know him personally.
Called before.
I've met him before. He's in Nashua, so he's close by. But he's been to the Free State Project Liberty Forum events as an attendee before, and so I used to run tables at that event, and so I've met him a couple of times.
Okay, you caught me off surprised by that. I was just like, whoa.
He's a former state rep who I believe resigned after he was embarrassed over some. I forget what the hell happened. Some kind of sexual comments or situation.
Oh, well, New Hampshire state reps have done much worse.
If you want to know more about him, search for Tom Alciere. That's who he is. So he's not a private person. He's a publicly known person. So I'm not outing him.
No. I was just surprised that you just called me off guard.
Yeah. No, he's also a longtime caller of this show. He's called many a times, and you know sometimes. Oh, and he's also an advocate of killing cops, which isn't uncommon for hosts on Free Talk Live. Yeah. Melanie is one of those right now. But I'm willing to have that conversation with her because I know that she is generally a pretty principled individual besides that. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And you don't have to agree with Ian Freeman or Mark Edge or Daryl Perry to be on the show. Vincent, you and I don't agree on everything. You said you support the Night Watchman state, and that's a whole conversation we could have about, you know, why I'm against the idea of the state entirely. So you don't have to tote the line or anything like that to be here on Free Talk Live. But I think being a generally good person is a good reason to have somebody on, and I don't consider Tom to be a very good person.
And, you know, we all have our own prejudices and such, but it's just keeping them private and keeping them, having them, you know, public and making it a subject of, you know, public discourse and policy is certainly different.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Richard. I'm not sure where he's calling from, but he's on Skype. Hello, Richard.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, great. You're on with Ian and Vincent.
All right. Say, I wanted to talk a little bit about the FCC from the standpoint of putting up my own LRN broadcast station. And I know since you've got all that experience in broadcasting, do you know of any open source software that can be used to help do that? Now, I'm not totally talking about what I'm talking about is kind of the programming software that you guys use to program your station. If there are any shows that I want to put out there that I don't want to put out there, I want to replace a segment with my own or something of that nature. That's the kind of software I'm looking to use.
So you're looking for what's called automation software, radio automation software?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know offhand of what open source options there are. I suspect that such a thing does exist, but honestly, I couldn't tell you where to start looking besides Google. There are free radio automation softwares, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they are open source. So one of them that I'm aware of is called Zara Radio, Z-A-R-A Radio. That's a free piece of software, but again, it you know, they want you to purchase their extended edition or, you know, the professional edition or whatever. But I'm sure there are more options out there, and there may be one on Linux. I am only aware of some of the options for Windows. And yeah, you're probably not going to have the full range of abilities in free software, because there's a lot of stuff that is, you know, pretty specific to the broadcast trade that they may not cover. But, you know, start your research somewhere else. I wish there was more that I could say to suggest that. I can tell you that over at the LRN.fm website, there are pages dedicated, or is one page in specific to that is dedicated to people who want to broadcast our signal. And you know, that is something that can be done, and it can be done relatively affordably. We make some specific suggestions on possible hardware and things like that. But as far as software is concerned,
That is a good resource, and that's kind of what's got me started with this idea. But since you were talking about the FCC, I thought I would call in and ask about it. The other thing is, regarding the spectrum, I can see that the FCC does play somewhat of a useful role, but it can be done much better than the federal government can do it. Mm-hmm. So you just have public auction, rather than being a crony auction, it could be a public auction where the space is auctioned off for the spectrum. But your idea of a homestead is another good example of a way that could be done that doesn't require the federal government to be involved.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have to wait around for whenever the auction time frames would be either. I mean, because who knows how often those would be. Just like with the FCC, they only have a certain time window where they'll open up and accept applications. Same thing could be true of these auctions, you know, unless they're fairly often. Who knows? I mean, you shouldn't even have to ask anyone's permission. If there's an open space, you should be able to just go set up a transmitter.
It's a good first start, Vo.
It would be an improvement. I'll definitely give you that. Richard, anything else you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
Only one brief thing, and that is when you were talking to Sarah earlier, I really liked the way that you did it, because you were firm, and yet you were very logical in what you said, and you challenged her. I don't know if it'll do her any good or
doubtful.
Not, because I don't think same here.
She doesn't seem to really process the questions that we ask her.
Yes.
Her answer to every question is to just continue on with whatever her point was, so she doesn't really listen.
At least she pauses to give you that opportunity to make the case.
Yeah, that's
true.
So
I like it, and I appreciate the way that you did that. So
thanks,
that's all I have.
Richard. Tonight. I appreciate your call tonight, man, and good luck with the station. And if you do find something, feel free to shoot me an email and let me know what really cool open source stuff there is, because I might be interested in implementing it. Zara Radio leaves a few things to be desired. Hey, thanks for the call here tonight. Although we are using behind the scenes a professional automation system, I do use the Zara Radio for a couple of tasks. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We still have a full hour to go. More on the FDA if we get a chance. Castro, cannabis in Canada. Lots of stuff to talk about, but you can join us here on Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.